G'day, Ryan.
Good afternoon.
Mate, it's a big day. Big night it's going to be at Amy Park, and your captain hits a very rare milestone in the game, becomes the 24th player to play 300 games and only the 10th to do so at one club. What's he been like to deal with this week, the skipper, Cameron Smith?
Yeah, it's a huge achievement, absolutely massive, and now it's going to be a huge night for our club and for our team and obviously for Cameron. So he's pretty relaxed character, but obviously when it comes down to training and preparing, he's as thorough as anyone. But it'll be a big week for him. I'm sure there's been a lot of media and there's been a lot of speeches about him and stuff we've had throughout the group. And but he deserves all that. But it's an important game for us as a team too on Friday night. So it's a huge occasion with Cameron's 300th. But we've lost four in a row. We're desperate for a win.
We need to do something about that, and I want to talk about that in a second, if you don't mind. You played with Cameron for 7 years, and we know him from afar as this really composed, controlled megastar on the pitch. He just gets things done and leads his teams, whatever they be, at Storm level or Queensland level or Australian level, to unbelievable records. Is there other sides to Cameron Smith? Is he a pest around the change rooms? Has he got a bad sense of humour? There's got to be something about him that's not right.
Oh, no, not really. He's pretty, what you see on the field is pretty much what he is off the field. He's very, very calm, very relaxed, enjoys a good time. He's very giving to all of his friends. And, he's just an all-around good guy who would do anything for anyone. And, he's certainly obviously a great leader of our club. And, despite all his, how good he is at footy, he's even better person. So he's a really good guy.
And in a game like this, where the focus will be on him to a degree, wholeheartedly focus on him in the game and the build-up to his 300th, is he the bloke that wants to absorb all that, or is he deflecting all the attention onto you guys?
No, he'll deflect it. He's a very, probably the most selfless player I've ever played with. It's never about him. It's always about the team, what the team needs, and he always puts the team first. So, I'm sure he'll sit back one day and look back and really enjoy it. But knowing Cameron, that he'll know that he's got a job to do, and he'll want to make sure that the team's prepared as best as possible, and that we all go out and get our jobs done. That's the best way that we can show how much we care about him.
It's a big game, as you said, because the last 4 weeks haven't been fantastic. Now, not coincidentally, it's coincided with the Origin break for the Storm and for the whole NRL. We've struggled over those periods through the years, but we do get our players back. Billy's obviously not going to be there, but it does take a while to get in the rhythm again, doesn't it, for the Origin guys normally?
Yeah, it does. The Origin's just become massive. It's the emotional toll that it takes, not just the physical toll that it takes on the players, it's become massive. And obviously, Cameron being the captain, and Will Chambers' his first series, and Cooper carried a knee injury throughout. So it's been an interrupted sort of 6 to 8 weeks for us, and we haven't handled it as well as what we would have liked. But we can't change that now. We've got everyone back on deck now, and it's important that we really start to play some good footy and a bit more consistent footy than what we have in the past sort of 6 to 8 weeks. And we have real belief that if we do that, we can put a few wins together and cause a little bit of damage in the back end if we do that.
In this sort of window, this Origin window, do you get Craig Bellamy, the coach of the Mighty Melbourne Storm, to really drive that next generation of players to become the stars that we're going to need them to be? Because we've got megastars from the Origin campaigns, but they're not going to be there forever. Is there real onus and pressure put on them to perform at the level expected?
Yeah, absolutely. We speak about it every year, and we have, for the past 5 or 6 years, and I suppose especially now, obviously those guys are getting a little bit older, and it's really important that, as you said before, they're not going to be around forever, and it's important for the club's future and for the next few years that some younger guys really take on some responsibility when those older guys are out of the side. And I think we've took some steps forward in that area this year, although we haven't won some games. I thought the game we played against Parramatta without Origin boys, we deserved to win. We were a better side. We just let a terrible try there in the last sort of 3 minutes, which lost us the game. And so we've taken some steps forward in that area. It's something that the club's always thinking about and planning for. And we just got to keep putting a few things in place. And I'm sure the club will be all right.
One of those young guns is Cameron Munster, who's come in to replace Billy Slater at fullback. He's had a fair impact on the team. He's a likely type, this boy, isn't he?
Yeah, he can play, Cameron. There's no doubt about that. He's very deceptive. He's quite strong and quite quick, and he's very brave for a little fella. So he's got a big future ahead of him, and obviously still got a lot to learn playing the fullback position. It's quite a tough position, and no one does it better than what Billy does. So. Yeah. Kevin's got someone great there to learn off, and I'm sure that if he does that, he'll be a player of the future to be around for a long time, and a great player that Melbourne Storm fans can cheer for.
Yeah, he's got some real spunk. If you haven't seen Cameron Munster in action, get along to Amy Park Friday night. Of course, that's just one reason. You've got plenty. See the Storm break the losing streak, and of course, Cameron Smith's 300th game. As I let you go, Hinchin, I appreciate your time, by the way. Where were you last week in the Warriors game when Nathan Friend did what he did and almost killed himself and put the ball between his legs to score a try for the Warriors?
Yeah, I was pretty much right next to him, and I sort of turned me back because I sort of didn't know where the ball was going to land. Thought someone from outside was going to take it. I think we all planned. No one really planned to catch the ball. And Friendy's popped out of nowhere and caught it and flicked it pretty much straight over my head, and then ended up landing Sean Johnson's hand. And the rest is history, I suppose. It was just one of those freaky plays, and it wasn't good for us, but I suppose it was good for rugby league.
Could you believe what you were seeing?
Nah, not at the time. At the time when you're caught up, you're just thinking, things are going pretty bad. And you got, they pull a play out like that to score a try. It was a pretty tight contest. And so it wasn't until you actually probably finished the game and you sit there and watch and you go, well, hang on, that was a pretty special play. And it was a good play, and it was a big play for them at that time in the game. And went a long way for him to win that game.
I reckon we're a chance not to see one this week, or perhaps ever again. It was just a freak decision and a freak occurrence there in a rugby league game, and a great effort by Nathan Friend, as you say. It wasn't great for us as Melbourne Storm fans, but it will be this Friday night, Amy Park. We encourage all Melbournians, particularly Storm fans, but all Melbournian sports fans, to get there and see Cameron Smith play his 300th game and see the mighty Storm boys break the loss of four in a row and beat the Panthers at Amy Park. Good luck, Ryan. Appreciate your time, mate. I'm sure it's going to be a big build-up. Go well.
Cheers. Thank you, Bobo.
Ryan Hinchcliffe, Melbourne Storm star. Friday night, 7:30, Amy Park. Storm v. the Panthers. Tickertech.com.au for more details on how you get involved. Or melbournestorm.com.au as well. But it's a great effort, Cameron Smith. If you haven't seen Nathan Friend do what he did last week against the Storm, just Google it. It's extraordinary.